2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All just the parties will check in with or without traffic. Once the traffic has priority at all times, it can break in at any time with any emergency traffic. The Boomville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, October 20th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pet Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Scholar Street, Boomville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. Amateur radio license is not required to become a club member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echo Lake stations wishing to check in?
WB2RUQ.
This is Kilo Delta 2, Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in from Oneonta, and I believe I'm the last one in the queue for you, Jeff.
KAD2AIT, KA3TFB. I snuck in after my good friend Kevin James. Bill here, Western Pennsylvania, through the EchoLink system. Over.
All right, there's three EchoLink stations. Start at the top of my father, WB2RUQ, John, down in night. It's just cold down in Florida. What's going on tonight?
KD2AIT, WB2RUQ. Yeah, we're out here on Anastasia Island in St. Augustine, Florida. Weather here is about 80 degrees. Been passing showers on and off all day and a bit cloudy. Other than that, nothing much new. Just enjoying the weather, enjoying the environment here. So having a great time. So back to you, Jeff, WB2RUQ.
Oh, great. I'm glad you're having a good time down there. And when are you guys coming back up?
Yeah, we're going to be leaving here Monday the 5th, and we should be home by Thursday, October the 8th. So take about the same trek up back home. So back to you, WB2REQ.
All right, great. Well, we'll catch up with you later. Have a good time out there, and that's about it here. All right, we'll talk to you later, 82AAT. All right, let's see. Next on the list is KD2FPM. Kevin, good evening. What's going on?
Hey, good evening, Jeff, and a good evening, everyone. This is KD2FPM, Kevin James, like I said, out here in Oneonta. I was out checking the lunar eclipse to see what's happening. We got a little cloud cover here. It's covered it up a little bit. The big part has not started yet. That will start in another, I believe, 3 minutes. It will start seeing probably some chunks disappearing from the moon's surface from the reflected light. So as the moon enters the umbra, our main part of our shadow, so that'll be kind of interesting to watch. Totality be about 11 minutes after 10 o'clock to 11:23 p.m., and it'll finish up at 12:27 a.m. So if you get a chance, hopefully the cloud cover isn't bad. Go out, take a peek at that. I got 54 degrees right now, like I said, partly cloudy skies, and I'm watching that lunar eclipse. KD2FBM, back to net control, and my apologies, Bill, down in Warrendale. I did not see you sneak in. You must have snuck right in under me, so my apologies. KD2FPM, back to net control.
All right. Yeah, he came in right when you were announcing that. You were the last guy there. But, all right, well, good luck with the eclipse tonight. I might get to look at a little bit of it, but I'm going to be heading off to bed here soon myself. I get up early in the morning. So, all right, thanks, Kevin. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. All right, K3TFE. Bill, good evening. What's going on tonight?
KD2AIT in the group, KA3TF and a B, Warrendale. Yeah, I tell you what, I didn't do much of anything today. I just treated myself to whatever I could treat myself to, which includes breakfast out and dinner out. Anyhow, we have 66 degrees here currently in Warrendale, 53% humidity. I'm going to give you a report on Big Squeakley Creek, C-R-E-E-K, or Crick, whatever, however you pronounce it. The water's low. It's normally not this low, but you can see the rocks in the middle of the creek, and below that is a trickle, so we need some rain here. Thanks here, Kevin James. sometimes it takes a while to power up and get things to work here, especially on Echolink. But I'm not going to hold it any longer. There's others there waiting, and I want to wish them the best of the evening. What a wonderful day this was. Back to net control from KA3TFB. Over.
All right. Well, thanks, Bill. Thanks for checking in. And, boy, it was a beautiful day out. I'll take some more of these. As much as they're willing to give. All right, well, you have a good evening there, and we'll catch up with you later. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
KC2NBU.
There's two more. We'll start with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on today?
Well, good evening, Jeff Ray and everybody else on the net. Your father and guy down Warrendale. A temperature of 57 degrees after a range of 45 to 66. And I woke up at 8:30. I thought I had missed the eclipse because I didn't see anything. It was nice and clear and all. Now I see it's pretty clouded over just in the last few minutes. So I don't know if we're going to... It's going to be later tonight. Hopefully, maybe the clouds will clear enough that we can see some of it here from the mountainside in Watson. And let's see, not too much going on. Tomorrow I got the appointment, U.S. Care and that stuff, where my mother, when I spoke to there, Friday knew absolutely nothing of what I was, or anybody that I saw that I was talking about or anything. And the one that might know about it all will be in Monday at 9 o'clock, so I got an appointment with her and see what happens. Otherwise, I got to go back screaming to the hospital and screaming to Senator Griffo again and everything else. So I don't know what's going to go on. So we'll say God bless and 73s for tonight and hope everyone's doing right. Can see you the rest of the eclipse and 2 PSM clear.
All right, George. Well, thanks for checking in there. Good luck with the bureaucracy. It never goes easy. I know at the camp this morning, I checked the low, so I guess that could have been at midnight, but I don't believe it was. I think it was more like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Our low up there was 39, and it was pretty chilly, how I can say that, in the morning. So I get used to it again. That's all. Pretty soon, 39 will seem balmy. Anyway, all right, George, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, hey, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Hello, Jeff. Yeah, we got 57 degrees. We had a clear view of the moon about half an hour ago, but now the clouds have moved in. So, again, I'm hoping that the clouds clear out a little bit before it's all over. Got a good view of it right out the back window of the house, so don't even have to go outside.
All hard to tell with the weather forecast there. They're calling for rain tonight and into tomorrow, so probably not a good sign. We'll have to wait and see. All right, Ray. Well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. All right, this is KD2 AIT, next control for the Black River Valley service set. Are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, let's see, we got up at camp this morning, and we got the place closed up until next time, and we had a good weekend up there. So we got out of there, and then we headed back home, and just kind of been lollygagging around the house here today, watching a little TV, and that's about it, really. Not much else to report. All right. KD2AIT, are there any other check-ins or comments or queries?
KD2FPM with a quick comment.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, just to update everyone, the left side of the moon is already starting to enter the Earth's shadow from my vantage point here in Oneonta. I've got a pretty clear shot right now, so you'll start to see that shadow line moving, like I say, from the left side. So it's moving from the left to the right. KD2FPM back to net control.
All right, thanks for the update. I think a lot of it's going to be where you are. It's probably patchy out there with the cloud cover. Okay, any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. We turn the frequency to regular amateur use. Let's thank John, Kevin, Bill, George, and Ray for checking in tonight. And say 73 is anyone listening in. KD2AIT, clear.
KD2AIT, KA3TFE, logging off through the Echolink system. Indeed, a good evening.
This is KD2FPM. I'm going to be signing out of this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use of Echolink on this repeater. Hopefully you guys will be able to check out that lunar eclipse. And I'll say 7-3, KD2FPM is clear.
KB2K for the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Octan, currently on the 145.17. Station 4, Octan, come now, please.
Good evening, Mark. N5AOW, no traffic.
This is
AOW, Bob, thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. Anyone else for Octan, with or without traffic?
This is
VC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
This is N2WBX, no traffic.
WBX, Dennis, and I heard Ray in the distance there, KC2NBU, thank you both for checking in, do appreciate it. Having a tough time copying here with the Rochester, because it's coming in stronger than this one tonight, so the way it goes, but we got you, Dennis, and we got you, Ray, thank you both for checking in, do appreciate it. Anyone else for Octan, with or without traffic?
This is KB2KOJ for Octane. Final call for Octane, four stations with or without traffic. Okay, nothing else heard. I want to thank everyone for checking in this evening. Do appreciate it, and hope to hear everyone tomorrow evening. KB2KOJ is clear.